It's 8:43 on a Wednesday morning with Musers. I'm going to keep the sports talk rolling now. As we all know, the Winter Olympics are about to start, which means that the Summer Olympics are only 2 years away. And one of the most popular sports in the Summer Olympics, swimming. So let's open the door and welcome Georgia's old swim coach, Marge, into the studio. I've seen her come in here before. She was not my swim coach.
Where's Tim Kalishaw?
He left.
Oh, my God. I heard he was going to be on today, so I left my encampment in the Trinity River Bottoms 2 days ago to get here in time. And he's not here.
You just missed him.
And I had to belly crawl the last 100 yards to try to get here.
Belly crawl?
And I just missed him. I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Okay.
I find Tim Kalishaw sexually attractive.
Okay. He's a handsome guy.
He's what we call a zaddy.
A what?
A zaddy.
A zaddy?
Yes.
What's
sophisticated,
that?
Confident, little bit of an older gentleman, probably of means.
Okay.
I have what would best be described as extreme sexual fantasies about him.
Okay, well, we don't need to hear about those.
You think he's into S&M?
Well, you'd have to ask
no
him.
Idea.
Maybe a little breath play? A little domestic discipline? Do you know his FetLife username, George?
What?
Is it DMN Tim? Because that's who I've been corresponding with on that fetish site.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think he'd list himself as that.
Oh, my God. I'd love for him to tie me up and call me trash before teaching me a little something about respect.
Marge.
Man.
I'd love for him to role play with me.
No.
He could play Goose Gosselin while I play Ed Water.
Water?
Ed Water. Is that possible?
I guess you have to ask him.
George.
What?
George.
What?
George. You're so talented.
Oh, not really.
I'm here for a very particular reason, George.
Why is that?
I'm here to ask you to join my Olympic swim team.
You have an Olympic swim team?
The same team you quit all those years ago,
wow.
Right before we were going to win the gold medal in the Olympics.
I never second quit chance
a-
for you.
I'm getting the whole team back together.
I was never on the team.
The one we formed in Wheaton, Illinois when you were in high school and were a star swimmer.
I went to high school in Texas.
Before
you're
you made me
story.
Fall in love with you. Let me finish. Let me finish. Before you made me fall in love with you, and before you broke up with me for some girl who didn't resist all the head pushing, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
And speaking of pushing, this was also before you pushed me off the Grand Canyon while on Angel Dust.
What?
You remember it.
You're thinking of somebody else.
And you
Mark.
Put
George.
Me in this motorized chair that I have to control. With a series of eye blinks. You need to rejoin that team.
I was never on that team, and you used to claim that you coached me at R.L. Turner.
Anywho, how's your life going?
It's fine.
You got time to win the Olympics real quick for an old associate?
I mean, I guess I have time. I just don't have the ability. And
now,
I'm too
I've
old.
Contacted most of the team.
Who was on the team? I don't even remember.
Curdy is in.
Okay.
C.B. Erickson is in.
I was
although
actually
he wants to lose 100 pounds first. Skeeter is out. And Frederick and Baxter, they're both buried in a diner, so I'm marking them as a maybe.
Oh, my gosh. I don't remember them.
What do you say? Win a little Olympics? You want to win a little Olympics?
Say yes, George.
Well, it would be cool to win the Olympics, but I'm not capable.
Well, win
of
the
just...
Olympics. We'll sign some deals. Fresh seafood. Soulmates.
That sounds great.
You can't just start an Olympic team.
Sounds pretty good to this little lady who's eaten nothing but carp and June bugs for the last 15 years.
And we're going to represent who? The United States?
The United States of America, damn it. The country we live in. The country that's been so good to at least one of us.
I just don't think it's very feasible.
Quick favor asking time.
Okay.
Will you at least let me live in the back house that you built for your Ford F-150?
I wish I would have. No, well, I don't have one.
Why
of those.
Does a truck need a whole 5-bedroom, 12-bathroom house? I don't get it.
That's a good question.
Again, you're thinking of somebody
but
else.
But I could share space with it, George. Even if only for one night, I'd be appreciative. Please, George.
Well, I think you should have shelter, but I don't have an
I
extra
house. I'd just love to see if I remember what it feels like to sleep under a roof.
Oh my God.
It's so sad. Faint. It's so faint now, the memory.
Let's concentrate on that instead of an Olympic swim
team.
Hey
there, big guy. I saw you won the Marconi a short while ago.
Oh, gosh, what was that?
Six years ago? Yeah.
You know, I won an award, too.
What?
The best hand relief queen in Shelter 47. I got my trophy.
Shelter 47?
I have my trophy awards somewhere for that. Around here. No, it's kind of a makeshift deal.
The shelters hand out that award?
Coffee candle of moonshine.
Make stuff up.
Well, I better go see if I can catch Tim Kalishaw. If only I could make him fall in love with me.
Maybe.
Oh, it would change everything. But then again, I'd be scared he would break my heart.
Like George did.
Well, George broke my spine, too. So it was kind of a combo deal.
I did not.
See you later, George.
Okay, bye, Marge.
I'll be damned. Marge.
She does drive that with a series of eye blinks.
Yeah, she wasn't
I never noticed that.
She wasn't using her hands.